Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 23rd day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz, Masech Moed Kotten, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, continuing the laws of Chol HaMoed. The Chachamim forbade people having haircuts in Chol HaMoed. The reason for this was because people might, if they're allowed to have haircuts Chol HaMoed, might leave their long hair growing until they get a chance, until Chol HaMoed, because they're not working anyway and it's convenient for them. The problem with that is that they've come into Yom Tov not looking very nice at all. To stop this happening, they said, no one can have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, except with the exceptions that we're about to see now. Ve'elam galchin b'moed, the following people are allowed to shave or cut the hair, have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Habom ebdinasayom, one who comes from overseas, providing he was overseas for a business trip, not for pleasure, not for a pleasure cruise, and he comes from overseas on Chol HaMoed or on Erev Yom Tov close to dark, and he didn't have a chance to have a haircut before Yom Tov. Umi beis hashivya, or he was held hostage and he's been freed on Chol HaMoed or Erev Sukkot close to dark, and he didn't have a chance. V'hayotze mi beis asurin, or person who's freed from a prison. Or not freed, but a person who's gone out of prison. He's been released from prison, even a Jewish prison, where possibly he could have had a haircut there, but he was in a state of distress in the prison. He didn't want to have a haircut, so he is released just before Yom Tov. So we say he can have a haircut Chol HaMoed. V'hamenuda, person who is in excommunication, who was forbidden to have a haircut or to wash his clothes, shehitiru lechachamim, that the chachamim released him from his excommunication on Chol HaMoed. So again, that's the first opportunity he has a haircut, so he can have a haircut on Chol HaMoed too. V'chein mi shehinishal lechachem behutar, person who had made a vow not to have a haircut, and he didn't get hold of a rabbi, he couldn't find a chacham to release him from his vow until Chol HaMoed. So, or the rabbi couldn't find, the chacham couldn't find a way to get him out of his netter until Chol HaMoed. So this is another example where he can have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. V'hanozir, a person who is a Nazarite, who is forbidden to have a haircut during his Nazarite period. And the Nazarite period finished in Chol HaMoed. And the Torah says that a Nazarite, at the end of his Nazirus, he has to have a haircut. He has to cut the hair and take the hair and put it on a fire and under the Zevach HaShlamim, underneath the Shlamim Korban. So he's another example that he can have a haircut in Chol HaMoed. V'hametzoira ha'oylem b'tumasei l'tarosei, a person who had tzaras, who now became tohir in Chol HaMoed. The 7 days of purity finished on Chol HaMoed. And the Torah says that on the seventh day he shall shave all his hair. So once again, he's allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed. The Gemara brings a difference between the last two cases and all the previous cases in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that all the people that we mentioned that have an exemption and are allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, this is only if they did not have time before the Yom Tov. If they had time, then even those people are forbidden. But the last two cases, the Nazir and the Metzora, even though they had time before Yom Tov, they're allowed to, they've got a special exemption, they're allowed to shave or allowed to cut the hair on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the Nazir and the Metzora cannot bring their korbanos until after the haircut. If you don't allow them to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, all their korbanos will be delayed and will not be brought on the eighth day as it should be. For this reason, the Chazal said they can have a haircut on Chol HaMoed in order not to delay the bringing of their korbanos. And the Rambam paskens this way too. Mishnah Beis. Just like the Chachamim forbade having a haircut in Chol HaMoed, they also forbade doing one's laundry. You can't launder your clothes, even if it's for the sake of Chol HaMoed. And this is because, again, people might intentionally leave the laundry to Chol HaMoed when they're not working anyway, their regular work. And then it comes out that they don't have such nice clothes on Yom Tov. So Chachamim said, no laundry on Chol HaMoed, with the following exceptions, as the Mishnah will now unfold. Ve'elu mechabsin, the following people can launder their clothes, b'moed in Chol HaMoed. Habom im dinasayam, a person who comes from overseas on Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov close to dark. Umi beis hashivya, or he's been freed from a hostage situation. or v'hayotze mibeis asurim, a person who's released from prison, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. V'hamanuda shetir lo chachamim, or a person who was excommunicated, that was released from his excommunication by the chachamim on Chol HaMoed. So, before that, he wasn't able to launder his clothes. V'chein misha nishal chacham, or if a person had asked a chacham to get out of his vow that he had made for some reason not to launder his clothes, and v'hutar, and finally his vow happened to be released, he was released of his vow on Chol HaMoed. Again, he didn't have a chance beforehand. These are the people that have special exemptions. They weren't able to launder their clothes beforehand. But now our Mishnah turns to types of materials or types of things that even in Chol HaMoed you're allowed to wash, even if they had time beforehand. Mitpuchos hayodaim, hand towels. Hand towels are allowed to be washed in Chol HaMoed because they're constantly being used, and even if they've been washed before the Yom Tov, you probably still have to wash it again if it gets dirty. Or mitpuchos hasaporim, and also the cloths that barbers or that hairdressers put on the person who's getting a haircut in order to catch all the hair that's fallen. Now, why would a hairdresser need it? You can't have haircuts in Chol HaMoed. But the answer is, you need it for the people who are allowed to have haircuts. As we mentioned in the previous mission, a whole lot of exceptions. So therefore, his cloth that he uses, the hairdresser's cloth, can be washed on Chol HaMoed as well. Other Meforshim say, not that it's saporim, hairdressers, but it's mitpreis soifrim. It's the cloths used by scribes. These are scribes, or these are teachers, actually, melamdim atanokis. These are people who teach little kids, and they would put sheets of wool over the benches where the children put down all their writings, so that they shouldn't get their writing. Writing should not be erased. And these cloths tended to become dirty by the candle, the wax and the oil that they would learn by in the night time. And there's other explanations as well what this word saparim or sofer means. So they too are allowed to wash them in Chol HaMoed because they tend to get dirty all the time. And the third type of thing that one can wash is umitbechos hasfog, or bath towels, literally sponge towels. These are larger towels that people use when they come out of the bath. Even though they've been washed every Yom Tov, it's necessary to wash them again on Chol HaMoed because they get quickly dirty. Hazovin v'hazovos v'hanidos v'hayoldos. Male or female zovim, that means they have a disease coming from their body. And nidos, a woman with a period, v'hayoldos, or women who have just given birth. And their clothes tend to be stained constantly. Or the time when they start counting the days of Tara, they have to change their clothes. So these four have an exemption as well to wash their clothes. V'chol in Chol HaMoed. V'chol o'ilin mitum la Tara. And all those who become tohor in Chol HaMoed, like a Matsoira or a person who was Tameh Meis, and they need to wash their clothes, which were Tameh, all these Harei L'Matoran are permitted to wash and launder their clothes in Chol HaMoed. All other people are prohibited, as we said before, except for those three type of towels and cloths that we mentioned earlier on. They can be washed in Chol HaMoed.